Tom Cargill in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be cloudy once again today. Slight chance for a shower, high of about 62. In Kenosha right now, it's cloudy and 56 degrees, 52 in Burlington. Milwaukee is checking in at this hour with a temperature reading of 55, and in Racine, it's 57 degrees. Hurricane Joaquin, well, it's done, being a hurricane anyway, but it's left a really big mess in South Carolina. Record flooding has been taking place. Governor Nikki Haley says the situation is changing by the minute.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
Top priority, first responders need people to stay off the road, she says. Roughly 2 feet of rain hitting that state since late last week, and forecasters say it's not going to let up until at least tomorrow. 6 deaths reported in South Carolina, another handful in neighboring North Carolina. Search goes on for a man sought as a person of interest in a Kenosha County death investigation, with Racine police among the latest to check out a possible connection. Around 1 this morning, officers were dispatched to an address on the city's southeast side to look into a tip about a vehicle possibly connected to 32-year-old Andrew Obregon. He is sought for questioning in the recent death of Taiwan Anderson, whose body showed up in a Kenosha County cornfield. The vehicle, supposedly the same white transport van, pictured with the latest news release from the Kenosha Sheriff's Office. The information, though, did not pan out. Obregon connected to that vehicle, which was stolen after the crash of an SUV. Obregon alleged to have committed a gas station convenience store robbery at the I-94 Highway 50 intersection minutes after a smash-and-grab burglary to another gas station at Highway 45 and Wilmot Road. Law enforcement's been told that Obregon will challenge any confrontation and is considered armed and dangerous. Public's being asked to remain diligent, provide any information to the Kenosha Sheriff's Department or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. No classes this week at the Oregon Community College, where 9 people were killed, 9 others wounded in last week's mass shooting. Jim Roop has the latest.
Umpqua Community College President Dr. Rita Cavan says this is not a club they wanted to join.
We did not want to be part of the Sandy Hook Club, but we're now members, the newest members, and the senior members are all taking care of us.
Cavan says from Sandy Hook to Santa Barbara to schools as far away as Moscow and Korea have sent messages of support and provided guidance to UCC on information to give students and staff, as well as ideas to help cope with the aftermath of this tragedy. Classes will resume at UCC next Monday. Jim Roop, Roseburg, Oregon.
Classes back in session today in the Pewaukee School District, but with added security, including metal detectors. The district canceled classes and homecoming activities on Friday after a handwritten threat was found referencing a school shooting that day. Nothing happened. The homecoming football game, though, and the dance had to be rescheduled to Saturday, students told about the metal detectors over the weekend. State railroad officials putting out a warning to high school seniors around Wisconsin. It has to do with pictures and taking them on the tracks.
This is the time of year when many are getting graduation pictures taken, and having them shot along railroad tracks has become fashionable.
Kind of a trendy thing. And when you look at these pictures, when I see them, it just scares the heck out of me. Because, you know, you never know what's around that bend. And it could just end so badly that it's not worth the risk.
Wisconsin Railroad Commissioner Jeff Plaley says the risk involves mainly getting hit by a train, but also, he says, a substantial fine for trespassing on railroad property. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Green Bay Packers turned it up a notch in the second half, beat the San Francisco 49ers 17-3 out west. Aaron Rodgers with a touchdown throw, 224 yards, ran for 33. Matty Lacy got 90 yards on 18 carries.
I think we're 4-0, and we're first in the division, and we're playing the kind of ball we want to play in most of the phases. You know, defense, when they play like that, we're going to be tough to beat. Offensively, we've kind of carried it at times the first few weeks, but the defense, especially the last 2 weeks, pressure on the passer, we're not getting a ton of turnovers, but when the offense is not turning over, you know, it makes it pretty tough to beat.
Packers are 4-0 for the first time since the 2011 season, when they started with 13 consecutive wins. Next for the green and gold, the Rams, who upset the Arizona Cardinals. City Council in Kenosha is going to be asked tonight to approve a resolution that would set up a segregated account for the maintenance and future improvement of the Dream Playground. That playground's set to open officially this coming weekend. We get details about the other aspect from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Kenosha Achievement Center agreed to accept donations for the development of the all-inclusive playground. But according to the resolution from Alderman Scott Gordon, the organization does not want to continue to hold on to unspent funds and has asked that the remaining money be transferred to the city. Gordon says since the city will continue to maintain the playground, a segregated account should be established for the purpose of maintenance and capital enhancement of the facility. The council is also being asked to approve a resolution designating the second Saturday of each October as includable and accessible play day in the city of Kenosha. The Dream Playground will officially open with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this Saturday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Plans are in the works to replace the West 6th Street Bridge at the curved Kinzie Avenue in Racine within the next 4 years, but there's all kinds of preparation work that's still needed, plus the fact it's an historic structure and that requires some additional consideration. During a recent Public Works Committee meeting, Assistant DPW Commissioner and City Engineer John Rooney explained that an amendment to the project with the architectural firm due to the need to look at the area surrounding the bridge. Said it's a situation they may have to go even beyond the immediate area, all the way up the hill to the church nearby, look at a building in the surrounding area. Telling WRJN News this bridge may or may not look like it does now when the work gets done in 2019, but the historic nature of the structure will be included with the new design, covering 80% of the cost. An interesting fact, by the way, about the West 6th Street Bridge, the two lights off the structure, they're out front of the Racine Heritage Museum downtown. Governor Walker has this being Transit Week in Wisconsin. Steve Hirschfeld with the Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transit says a lot of people actually don't fully realize the true impact of moving people in today's society.
In Wisconsin, transit users encompass every segment of our population, including the elderly, students, employees of all ages, and particularly younger employees who value public transit access to their jobs. And in fact, we know that about half of the ridership on Wisconsin's public transit systems is devoted to people accessing their jobs.
He says there are about 81 public transit systems in Wisconsin, including local bus operations like Racine and Kenosha, urban bus systems like Milwaukee County, as well as shared ride taxi service. And speaking of the Milwaukee County bus system, the drivers and mechanics scheduled to vote today on the latest contract offer, which includes a quarterly cost of living increase of 1-2% a year, a 0.5% pay increase with ratification, another 1% pay hike in April of 2016. The leadership of the union says they don't like it. WRJN.com is our webpage, and you can listen to our newscast in podcast form whenever you want through the local news section. At WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.